Welcome back to the Talosive Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're all in debt. Nickelodeon, why don't you start first?
What do you mean in debt?
Also, what?
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's just a little
name is not,
we should call you.
My name is not Nickelodeon. It is Depression. Hi.
Oh, my mistake.
Nice to meet you.
My bad. That's how you started the special event podcast, too. I'm depressed.
Unfortunately, this week has not gotten any better. It's only gotten worse.
Do you still not like the Series 7 design, Nick?
Or? You know, unfortunately, that's not my biggest problem at the moment.
Oh.
Answer the question.
Yes, I actually, it's been growing on me. Series 7 has been growing on me. We'll see.
Hey, good job, Drew. Right. You convinced them.
Let's get into the depressing part now. That's enough happiness.
That was all the happiness of the entire show. Get ready for a sad podcast, guys.
Not for me. This is great.
So last night, before I went to bed, I told Siri to wake me up at 6:50, 6:55, and 6:57 in anticipation for the 7 o'clock in my time zone pre-order time. And I checked in the little Siri preview thing. I said, Siri, wake me up at 6:50 a.m. And she said, your 6:50 alarm is set. And I was like, oh, good. See, look, it's set and it's all good and I'm good to go. I go to sleep and I wake up at 7:40 a.m., 40 minutes after pre-order start.
Daylight savings?
Right? I really wish that was the case. My heart dropped. I got on the Apple Store app and ship times were already out till October 6th through 11th, I believe.
Really?
So I really
that quick.
It was, I mean, it was 30 minutes or so. I was, you know, about 30 minutes late to the party. So
I thought the silver color would be not backordered very quickly, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah, no. So I'm looking at my order right now. Arrives October 6th through October 11th by express shipping, and then
what's
in the
express
rush,
about it?
Nothing.
Yeah,
depressing is what it is.
Express, as in this year.
Maybe. We'll see. And then your boy didn't do the good Apple sheep thing, and I didn't get everything ready the night before. I did I did heart the thingy that I wanted, the iPhone that I wanted.
You didn't do the pre-order?
I didn't do the pre-order because I didn't know it was a thing, and I also didn't...
I went pre-pre before we started.
I also didn't update my address, so it's going to my old house, which is unfortunate. So at some point, I need to either call them and chat with them and see if they can change it, which I know I've had them change it once before. And so I know they can do
that
it.
That can be changed.
I'm hoping that can be changed, but you can't change it after a certain point after it's processed for a while. So I do need to get that on that today. I tried doing it right after, but their chat lines were all closed. They said, sorry, we'll get back to you later. I was like, oh, okay.
I just like that the second pre-orders go up, their chat is instantly filled with people.
Yeah, no, literally.
What are they asking? I don't know.
So I said, I need to change the shipping address to a recent iPhone pre-order. Any chance you could help? And they say, we cannot help you. We cannot complete your request at this time. Please try again later. Thanks. So
could Amex do anything?
Panicking little Nick. No, Amex couldn't do anything, unfortunately.
Panicking little Nick.
So panicking little Nick hopped on AT&T and Verizon's website hoping to get a device sooner. Verizon said that they could get me an iPhone, the iPhone model that I wanted, on the 1st through the 6th, which was still a little too late. But AT&T, we'll see. They said they can get me a phone on the 24th. So I also ordered a phone with AT&T. I've never ordered from a carrier before. This will be the first time I've ever ordered from a carrier. I'm not happy about it. I know it's going to be SIM locked for 50 days.
I'm so sad.
Nick, but we'll see if they come through.
This, my friend, I feel is some karma's coming back and biting you.
What's karma?
If we rewind the clock exactly a little over 10 months ago, Mr. Answeeney gloated and gloated that he got his package first. And yes, Your Honor, pull up the transcripts.
And gloat I still do. I still got the iPhone 12s before you two.
Yeah, and now
you live stream.
And not only do you have the 12, but you're going to have it for almost a year while we're going to be holding some pretty new stainless steel frames and new bigger
cinematic
aperture
mode.
Oh, and can we talk about the battery life? Oh, I cannot wait next week.
I'm going to go 4 days without charging.
Just because I can.
Just because I'm not going anywhere.
What's that like? What's it like using your phone when it's not attached to a cable?
So
please tell me.
I do have a ordering question for you, Nick. Mm-hmm. When you... hold on. Before I even ask the main question, why did you not pre-order?
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's not that you didn't. It's not that you failed to get ready for it. You thought you did all the steps you were supposed to do.
Well, to be honest, I've been kind of busy with work, and this wasn't like the centerpiece of my week, unfortunately.
Then don't feel bad about not getting your phone next week. You know.
I know. Yeah,
you made your bed. Now you lay in it.
It's uncomfortable.
iPhone on launch day, they earned that right.
They did.
They worked hard to get those. There are.
They're heroes, is what they are.
Millions of men and women who woke up hours earlier than they needed to, including Randy, who's in the East Coast.
Wait, hold on.
Who got up way earlier than normal.
At 8 o'clock.
Just so he could order.
I want to talk about that for a second. I have had a terrible day today. This is actually bad.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you did it. You did a great job hiding it.
Good. I'm so glad.
Because he has the opposite problem that I have.
I'm having a great day.
I am sick to the bone right now. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm hiding. No, I went to bed last night early. I'm like, I'm going to get a good night's rest, get ready for, you know, the pre-orders. I might even do a stream. I got my clothes picked out. And as I go lay down, I'm like, uh-oh, something's wrong. You know how you can feel when your body, like something changed internally, like with the temperature? And I was like, uh-oh.
No.
So I sat up. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Perfect. Just imagine.
Drew just runs at Intel temperatures all the time.
I'm that feeling all the time.
I always have anxiety. That's my secret cap. I'm always anxious. I went to lay down and I started getting this headache, and I'm like, I think I'm dehydrated. I don't want us to get any like medical banners on this video, so I'm going to be vague as possible. But I don't like to take medicine. I try to treat the cause, not the symptom. Mm-hmm. Tylenol and stuff like that is a last resort for me. So I'm like, okay, I started drinking some water before I actually fell asleep. I'm going to try to sleep this off. And my head was like, it felt like I got into a fight with a Cybertruck and a semi, and I lost. Whoa. So,
Were you worried about it?
I should have been. Because I woke up, I was tossing and turning, where even in my dreams, I felt like I got shot in the head. Like, it was ringing. And just assuming that's what it feels like.
I know
to get
what
shot
that
the
feels
head.
Like.
Yeah, you're right. So I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I was ready to, I was a blistering headache. I was ready to throw up. I was so nauseous.
Uh oh.
So I got up and I'm like, I look at my wife. I'm like, I think I have the vid. And
oh no.
Wait, to which she goes, wait, what are your symptoms? I have a headache. I don't know. I get up and I start drinking water again. And this time I go straight for the heavy horse pill of Tylenol. I take them. I'm like, I want to throw up so bad. I think I'm going to take a shower. I start taking a shower and I'm like, oh, I think the medicine's kicking in. So at 5:15 in the morning, I'm like, come on, kick in, kick in. I sit up and now, you know, she's getting ready for work, and I'm like, my alarm's set for 7 because, unlike Nick, I would never set my alarm 3 minutes before. That's asking for trouble. That gives me anxiety.
Mine was 40 minutes.
Yeah, I did a whole hour, but I was up. God had other plans for me. I got up 3 hours before, and the whole time I'm just trying to, you know, get rid of whatever I'm feeling until the medicine kicked in. So to distract myself, I went into a 3-hour stream, which caused a lot of issues on the pre-order, and I'll get to that part later. Rolling into EV, rolling into ear, so I have not had a moment to stop and breathe, but I feel like this is the last time anybody will see me.
Yeah. Oh no, that's not good.
Well, bequeath your iPhones to me, please, Randy, because last I checked, you got more than one iPhone, right?
What did you order? Okay, so I screwed up, guys. You know, I did a poll.
I saw your tweet.
Yeah, I did a poll, and I said, okay, we'll let the people decide. 12 Pro or 13 Pro Max, based off of even what Nick was trying to sell me on, or 13 Pro. And the moment of leading up to it, I'm like, I can't make up my mind. And my head hurts so bad. I don't care. I'm just going to order both and a 13 mini because, you know, 13 mini. Enough said. So
three?
I wish it was just three.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. While everyone's stores were down, mine, the pearly gates opened up for me saying, Randy, it's your time. And
it's your time.
Everyone's panicking. They couldn't get in. I got in just very shortly after 8. I'm like, ooh. And it was empty, too. The store, the digital store was empty. I'm like, ooh.
You didn't see anyone in that app?
No. I started collecting my basket. La-dee-da. And then I placed my order. I started with the Pro Max because I'm like, worst case scenario, I'm going to go weird with it. Pro Max. Next, 13 mini. Done. Okay, let's get the Pro. I can't make up my mind. Screw it. I'm what two out of the three for sure I'm not keeping. Chances are all three I'm not keeping, so whatever. Let's do this. So I got it, and I checked out, and it did the authentication with Face ID, and then it said two out of my three orders are pending. I'm like, uh-oh. I start refreshing. Uh-oh. The whole time, Apple.com on my Mac, not even up. Not even pretending to be up. It just said, hang tight, hang tight. I'm like, no, it's 15 minutes past, and it's still telling me to hang tight. So on the app, though, smooth. Like, no bugs, no nothing, except for when it was processing the order. So I'm like, crap, maybe it didn't work. Should I buy another one, guys? I'm just going to buy another one. So I bought another one, and then, boom, two iPhone 13 pending. Like, oh, darn it. So then I go cancel one, and it won't let me because it says hang tight. So now I'm sitting right now as we're recording this with four iPhones, and I'm like, you know, I deserve this. So, and
but
now
you needed three of them to be Sierra Blue?
I didn't think the second of the three went through.
It's like that meme of the elephant and the...
Oh.
What is this? Everyone looking at Randy. It has four orders. You're just like, I think I messed up.
I did. I was like,
so Randy is the reason why I couldn't get a pre-order, because he got them all.
So yeah, you got just the moral of the story is the site didn't go down, guys. I just bought them all on accident.
Wow. Well, you guys had terrible stories. Mine went pretty smoothly. I gotta admit. I knew that I was gonna have to get up super duper early because I planned on going live at 4:30 a.m. Us Westerners, I think, are the true heroes for these pre-order times.
Thank you
so
for your service.
So I decided to go to bed early.
The people in Hawaii are crying.
Yeah, I decided to go to bed early. So I was asleep by 11, and I got up at 3 because I thought that it was 4:20. And it ended up being 2:45 in the morning. And I was like, oh, it's too early. I'll go back to sleep. And my brain said, no, no, no,
no.
You won't. And I laid there awake.
Remember that thing you forgot to do yesterday? Now you're awake.
Not even that. Nothing. It's just nothing going on up there, but it wasn't asleep. I have no clue what I was thinking about, but I was awake for a long time and got up, streamed, so many people being too generous for some reason after I asked them not to be, and the probably 3 minutes after the store went up, my pre-order was prepared.
My pre-order.
I put in order, and for the first time in 5 years, I'm only ordering one iPhone this year.
Ooh. For the first time in 11 years, 12 years, I ordered four phones. I ordered four
phones. For the first time since the iPhone 6S, I'm not getting a phone on launch day.
Possibly. You might.
Possibly.
AT&T
Maybe.
Might.
I have through. No faith in AT&T actually.
Where's your closest Apple store, Nick?
It's yep. 5 hours away. The
San Diego. Okay,
so not bad.
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. And actually, I haven't checked their stock later
you
today.
You could get there pretty fast if you went 20,000 miles an hour.
I don't. Why don't more people think about this, Drew? That's a good point.
I don't know.
If you go orbital velocity,
at a rocket factory.
I am literally, man. We're doing this. We're doing this.
We're doing this.
I'm going to ask my good
just,
chum,
just to be
Elon.
Clear, in 2017, I got the iPhone 8 Plus and then the 10. 2018, I got the XS Max and the XR.
Mm-hmm.
2019, I got the 11 and the 11 Pro Max. In 2020, I actually bought 4 iPhones in total. It started with the SE, then the 12 Pro.
That's right.
Then the 12 Pro Max and the 12 Mini. So 4 in total. This year, just one. No Androids either.
He knows that's what it. He wants, ladies and gentlemen. He just wanted that promotion.
That's what happens when Apple gives us promotion. I'm like, 13 Mini sounds really nice. I bet it's a great deal. It's got some great features. Don't care.
It was the cheapest thing that went 13, on my credit card.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be the best seller. I think most people should buy that one. Don't care.
Well,
Pro Max.
This morning I got 120 hertz.
In the heart.
And you're too late.
You give iPhones a bad name.
Graphite, 256 gig, because I want the 4K ProRes.
Silver, 256 gig, twice, because I didn't wake up in time.
I got...
So, yeah, what storage did you get?
Base model.
256.
You got 128?
For everything.
Randy.
No.
Heavens.
I'll tell you why.
ProRes.
I know.
Think of the ProRes.
Well, okay. Here's my. Here
think
is
of
my.
The ProRes, Randy. Think of the poor.
Think
ProRes.
Of the FOMO.
They're
the,
all.
No, there's no FOMO because I have accepted. I went back and I watched. Like, okay, so I saw Marquez do his recap, and he said these are best conditions of the video, and it's probably still not good. So I went back and I watched. I was like, man, this is iPhone 7 Plus all over again in my brain, but. I was happy with iPhone 7 Plus still, even though I got the weird blur botched thing going on. I know in my truest if truest hearts that I will not use 4K. I don't use it now. I like having the option of doing it. I like 1080 because
apparently not
what?
You're like, I like the option of doing it. I'm like,
well, no, but
you ordered 4 iPhones.
But the cinematics, the thing is, like, I know for the next year who my audience is, and none of you guys care about that 4K like that. And I rather have.
Say it, guys.
Same? What?
No, I'm saying your audience is going to bug you because of that comment now. They're going to be like, Randy, I care.
I care. All right. Well, you'll get it. I just won't adjust the focus point, and those shots will be 1080, and you won't even. If I export, here's the thing. The truth is that if I export it at 4K, no one would know the difference on an iPhone like that, and that's just truth. Because I do not trust. We're not even getting ProRes now, guys. Like for the review period that we're gonna get, we probably won't have ProRes. So we really don't know.
True.
We don't know how that compression is gonna be, and I don't want to buy another promise. You know what I mean? Like that's where I'm at right now. I don't want to buy a promise. I want to buy what's offered now. And I just don't it's not that I don't think it's going to come, but what now we're back to like the MacBook rep. At what point are you done waiting before you just make that leap? And we don't know if it's going to be good or not. What we were talking about just a couple of days ago, that compression can still be a mofo and really hurt us on that. And at that point, it really wouldn't matter anyway. Now I'm just eating up size for the sake of eating up size. I am very happy that the photography will still be raw, though. That's cool to me. And I think Nick would agree as a photographer. Like that's more important for the still shots that you would do. The videography thing, I'm not buying something on a promise. We're not going to have it for the next 14 days starting next Friday. I'm sure of it, so I'm out of sight. If it exists, great, but it's not there. Let me try to enjoy what we have today, because these expectations keep letting us down, and I want to stop hurting, man. So base model it is. And if I'm wrong, I'll return the phones, all of them. If they suck next week, all of them. I told you guys, and this is my truth, I will keep the 12 mini. I it has to be good. It has to be worth it. If it sucks, then this is the 1 year I don't feel emotionally invested. I'm kind of envy that that Nick has to wait a month so he could just sit there and think he's squirming, but he's not, because it's not a cool year.
But my battery is literally charging over there because it's...
I'm more excited about the iPad mini next week.
Dude, I'm very, very happy I'm getting the iPad mini on launch day. I'm That'll make my launch day a little bit more palatable.
I'm going to have very similar sized devices.
I was thinking I might just try using the iPad mini as my primary device until the new phone comes.
Yes, please.
Do it.
Please do.
That'd be okay. So cool.
I'll do it.
It's 5G. I mean,
Nick, of all people, should be on the iPad
no 5G
as a phone challenge.
Yeah, I know. I do remember saying that years ago. I remember saying that years ago. If Apple ever updated the iPad mini, I'd use it as a phone for a little while. So I'm going to try that. We will use the iPad mini as an iPhone until... Yeah, I'm going to do that.
The only difference is you can't pair an Apple Watch, which you don't even care if it's dead
please,
or not.
I'll leave my watch paired to my phone. It'll be fine.
And you can't make SMS text messaging or phone calls?
Yeah, you can.
Oh. Well, then
you just have to have your iPhone connected to the network. So as long as my iPhone's at home online in a drawer, then I can make SMS text from the iPad mini. But I kind of worry that I'll go from the iPad mini to the Pro Max and be like, oh, wow, this phone is so small.
She's like a 6.7-inch phone. Man, it's so compact.
I love this iPad Nano. It fits in your pocket.
Better than the mini.
Better than the mini.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Fair enough. Well, I'm glad that there's a chance at least at everyone getting some type of phone. I just wasn't expecting everyone to have such a different experience. I'm glad we're all getting different ones.
Randy, Drew, and I did not have the hardest time getting a phone, though. Poor Mike, Space Mike, not EV Mike. He was on the Apple upgrade program. Did you see that article, Drew? Did you see that floating around?
No, I heard that Apple Card people were having problems, which made me confused because I obviously paid with my Apple Card and there was no problem.
Yeah, so it was an Apple Card, the Barclay Card, and then the it was Apple Pay, and then Apple Upgrade Program people. They were all having problems, and some people didn't have a problem, and other people did have a problem. So I don't know. Poor Mike. He's going to be skipping this year because they were
really
they'd pre-approved his, you know, you on the Apple upgrade program you can like a few days before get pre-approved for the new upgrade loan, and he had gotten pre-approved and he was all good to go, but it was saying when he was trying to pre-order it that he was declined and wasn't allowed to upgrade. And so he's really frustrated at that. And then he tried to use his Apple card and it wasn't working. And then he tried using every other credit card and it wasn't working. And so the poor guy is just not getting an iPhone this year. And I'm really sad for him.
It's amazing that Apple controlling so much of this experience is still unable to make it work seamlessly. After all these years, they still can't figure it out. Even when they own the credit card that you're using, or you're on the program that they tried to get you on, and yet this problem still persists. Maybe it's because it's hard to train for. Like, the insane demand, the insane amount of web traffic they get all at once. Like, they can't emulate that, maybe, for some reason. Like, they can prepare it best they can, but then when the orders actually come, it's always different than what it was tested for, and it seems like it always breaks the site or breaks the payment system or breaks the cancellation system. And maybe every year they try to do it a little bit better, but then there's new problems every single year or something. I don't know, but I guess I'm just lucky.
Consider yourself very lucky, Drew.
I recommend
some of us.
I do.
I recommend to you, Nick, and to Mike. I know you're watching this, man. I recommend you guys go to the Apple Store because every year, with the exception of last year, I went to the Apple Store and I walked out same day on release day with the phone that I wanted.
Did you pre-order?
Nope.
Really?
The first time I ever pre-ordered in my life was 10R.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
That was the first. Some of them I skipped a couple days on purpose, though. But this was back like iPhone 6, since iPhone 4, because I've been around since before iPhone 4, and when AntennaGate was a thing, I took that as a lesson of like wait for the hardware to make sure it's good. They got way better with it over time, and once I saw hardware was no longer an issue, I bumped up to going same day as release day, and just go to the store. And you know, situations do vary I was in San Diego, and they always there's three Apple stores in the county, and they always accounted for the worst of the worst. And after or before 10R, 10R was my first pre-order, and that's just because I was in LA that week and I didn't want to miss it. So that was just circumstance. But before that, same day, but after we had the iPhone 10 come out and everything was, I saw the expectation of Apple kind of like really blowing up and changing. I would pre-order, but I would always go to the store. Same, I would never have it shipped home. Last year, when you were with me, Drew, that was the first time I ever had anything shipped to me. And besides having Nick like have AirPods Max delivered to me or something like that, I would always go to the store, because even when I would pre-order and I'd go pick up the same day, I would then ask the specialist, like, hey, do you have one more of these in the back? Do you have a bigger size or whatever? And they're like, let me take a look. Yeah, I do. It's like, do you mind? Can I buy another one right here and just put it on my cart? And like, yeah. They're like, it's in stock. It's not claimed for. They're like, these are things that are in stock that are people are just walk-in. And they have the ones that are pre-ordered and put to the side, and then they have walk-ins. I'm like, do you have one that's a walk-in? Like, yeah, we got them right here. So
that's good they still do that.
I had luck, and it is luck. But Mike, for you, I would recommend you go down to the major city. You know which one I'm talking about. Go to that one and try your luck. Nick, head up to, I don't know, San Antonio or something.
I'm just looking. Yeah, San Antonio is the closest Apple store. It's 4 hours, 15 minutes away. They do say that they do have some in stock available on September 24th. There, but I don't know if I want to make a 10-hour round-trip drive.
How are you getting your iPad? Is it going to your house?
Yeah, it's going to the house, because I was actually on top of that pre-order, unlike this one.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I want to see what ship times are looking
like
for me.
It's like a 4-hour and 15-minute drive plus like a couple hours waiting. And I don't know. Do I really want to do all that for an iPhone?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I? Yeah. Really? Do I?
Yeah.
You do, but you shouldn't, but you do.
I really shouldn't. You're right. And I'm not feeling like
I
need to.
So I plugged in Pro Max 128 gig Sierra Blue, and it's pushed to October 18th.
Oh.
Graphite also pushed to 18th, silver 18th, gold 18th, but pickup for gold. Let me do 256.
That's a 600-mile-hour. That's a 600-mile road trip. Oh my gosh.
All pushed to the 18th, all colors for 256. Man, I feel glad I woke up on time.
Tell me about it, Drew. Why didn't you text me? Girl.
Yeah, all of the trims I'm finding are pushed into October 18th.
Yeah, online they all are.
Wow. Jeez. 1 terabyte, too.
I was also thinking that my local Best Buy might have some stock same day.
Ooh, that's a good... Although, but they'll take your reservation. They will not...
I know. I'm just having flashbacks of Drew's iPhone 7 Best Buy pre-order experience.
I watched them sell it to someone...
Right in front of you.
As they told me that it wasn't there.
No bueno. No bueno. That's a good old OG. That was
that was awesome.
Which I'm getting to next week.
Do you think they will adjust shipping times to be sooner than that? Or because that's how far out it is, that's the number? And
I trust the number. I think it's in Apple's best interest to tell you the best case scenario, at least with the new iPhone. I know that sometimes the Apple Store overestimates how long it'll take, but with iPhones, I bet they don't.
Sure.
At least new ones.
I believe that.
No, this is it.
So, Nick.
I really can't justify the drive. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it. I'm not driving all the way up to San Antonio.
Then you should.
I'm gonna try. We'll be watching what the AT&T pre-order and the Apple pre-order are doing. If the AT&T one somehow shows up on launch day, great. But if it doesn't, I'll be heading to Best Buy. I'll camp out in front of the Best Buy, and
there you go.
Hope that they'll have same day stock. I don't know. Or maybe they won't.
You'll regret it.
I will definitely regret it. I really
look what Apple has done.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They have made a customer for life out of you. All of you. Even me. All of you, too. All of you. Everyone listening. We're all.
Depending on... I'm in a similar boat as you, Randy. Depending on how cinematic mode is, will impact my decision next year quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, if it's good, and I am really impressed with it, and I really like it, and the only factor that limits it is the 1080 at 30, that is going to very much make me think about wanting another phone. But I'll go on the record, which means nothing now.
Which means nothing these days.
But I'll go on the record. It has to be 4K at 60.
There's always another stipulation, Drew.
If it's 4K at 30, nope. Don't care.
I guarantee next year will be 4K at 60. I guarantee it. And because I know that for I will bet. I gotta watch what I say.
Use the B word, guys.
I would bet. Let me make my case. Yes. I'm gonna make my case and then I'm gonna have to think on the wager. But there is no doubt. I am so confident there will be 4K at 60 next year. There is no way that will not happen. There's just no.
You think they could make that big a jump?
Yeah, yes. They could do it now. 4K at 60? They could do it now, and they are choosing not to.
They can do it now.
They can. There's these chips have so much headroom for growth. Why is it just all of a sudden iPhone SE can let you take portrait photos with a single lens when it's the exact same camera lens as an 8?
A13.
There's the headspace. It can do it. There's no freaking way. There's just no way. We will see 4K at 60. And for me, now that's a different story. Then I would consider a higher storage configuration because I would slow that footage down to still get it, because I like to export at 30 and I can still have cinematic movements and stuff like that. 4K at 30, you know, I know that doesn't phase you any because that goes against your frame rate, but I I'm like, whatever.
It goes
like,
against my religion.
It goes against your peanut butter religion, weirdo. But that's your thing. So fine, more part. You like refresh rates to be moving quickly, and you like frame rates to be moving quickly. So more power to you, and you will get that next year. There's just no way. That would make me.
I won't if the cinematic mode is disappointing.
That's the thing. There's a very good chance this thing sucks, and if it does, I'm voting with my dollar and I'm passing on it. You know, I will know well before within 14 days if this stuff is good or not. And I know the iPhone 13 is going to be a worser.
You'll know in the first 14 minutes.
Absolutely.
You're gonna take that out of the box, swipe to the camera app
after I do the stupid setup
cinematic.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it sucks. Just put it back.
Send it back. I'm done. Who wants Nick? Want this phone? I'm done with this phone.
Yes, please. Please send. Actually, change your address to my address, please. Thank you.
Nick, are you going to turn off 120 hertz?
I probably will, just as a statement, just to make sure you know that I don't care about it.
I have it off on my iPad
right now, and I couldn't tell you whether it's off or on just by looking at it. So
that's great. I think that your main motivating factor to upgrading is battery, right? Like, that's what you need above all. So that should only help your battery. If anything, find a way to limit it to 24 hertz.
Ooh.
And
or just 1 hertz.
Drastically extend. Maybe low power mode turns off promotion
Ooh.
Or something.
Ooh.
But
I bet you it does.
It'd be cool to see
it does turn it off.
What the max battery life is of your iPhone if you really go easy on it. Like, how many days could it last you? Because this is the best battery ever in an iPhone.
I'm really interested to see. Ooh, hold on. I just went to Best Buy's website. Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, let you reduce the refresh rate to 24 hertz, keep the brightness to 1%, you'll probably get like 5 hours of screen on time.
5 hours, yeah. That'll be better than my minute.
You gotta
and
factor
half.
In the Nick curse.
I know. I do got to factor that in. It's all the Bitcoin mining I've been doing in the background. I installed this one kind of dodgy app called Crypto Miner, and it's been making me a few pennies, but my battery doesn't work anymore.
So I'm hearing the...
I made 5 cents in Litecoin.
In Litecoin. God. I hear the Pro Max, the Series 12, was so heavy and noticeable that...
You held it.
I don't remember. I held it for such a small period of time. I don't remember.
I remember.
It okay. Is it noticeable to... Here's a scenario that we can all relate to.
Yeah.
Everybody. Laying in bed on your phone. Is it noticeable? God, my thumbs are tired. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think so. Especially, I think it's going to be substantially noticeable given we're all switching from 12 minutes.
I know. I know.
This is going to hit us like a brick of iPhone boxes. You know, this is a wall of iPhone boxes. That's what I was trying to say. Because we've gotten used to one of the lightest iPhones in years. I think the only iPhone that was lighter than this was the 6S. And pretty much every iPhone past that we've ever held has been heavier, and
they
we've
were
gotten so,
obsessed so
comfortable
with
this.
Yeah,
I do a lot of one-handed use with my phone a lot, so I think that that's probably my biggest concern is the 13 Pro Max is going to be so heavy. I'm going to be surprised by it and not prepared for it, and be like, ugh, this is kind of bulky. This is kind of thick. I'm not really used to holding something so heavy
all
the time.
We will 100% adjust the same way we adjusted to these. We will adjust to the Pro Max, and that's not my biggest issue. I think my biggest issue is how big it is, in the sense that, like, will it charge in my car on the wireless pad? Will it?
I think it will.
I hope it does, because if it doesn't, that is an instant deal breaker. I'm not going through that again. Like, I had to prop up the Mini just to reach the coil. Like, I'm not doing that again.
I didn't catch why Nick convinced you to go with the Pro Max.
He didn't.
13 Pro.
He didn't convince me.
But you ordered one.
Because I know the first one I pre-ordered was the 13 Pro. Okay, I ordered the Pro Max last night before I went to bed. I set it up because I was starting to think that, well, if I'm returning them, I'll just buy the whole darn store. I don't care. Like, I'm going to return it all.
Every color.
Every color, every everything, and every I'm gonna have one clickbaity thumbnail and say giveaway and have all you suckers click on it, and then I'm just gonna be like, and then I'm gonna delete my tweet after a certain retweet.
People do that now, right?
It's an inside joke, ladies. That's a joke. Oh, it's a joke. It's an inside thing. Only a few people will get that reference, but I want to. The one thing that Nick did kind of plant the seed where I was already thinking on anyway. He didn't say anything new. I guess I needed validation of what I was thinking internally. And the biggest factor for me is battery as well. We all saw the limitations of what the Mini will do outside. And if I'm going to go outside and film things, which I 100% will, I don't want to compromise battery again the way I did. And that was painful, having to pick and choose when I was going to go out of airplane mode so I can set up my camera and do the thing. I just didn't like it. And the screen real estate matters when it comes to videography and photography. That stuff does matter.
Are you saying size matters?
It does matter. And anybody who says otherwise is just trying to not hurt your feelings. We've been a bunch of minis, gentlemen, all year long. We've been a bunch of minis. It's time we go back to our our max true forms.
This should be a very substantial, noticeable change in phones. I was using my 12 mini a lot yesterday. I was just texting a ton of people, and I was like, you stupid garbage.
No.
What a joke.
You be and nice.
I'm just hyping myself up.
That's fair.
Basically.
You know what
I'm
Nick did? Nick, what he did say yesterday when he tried to. He is right. I've never used a Pro Max before, ever. So why can't I did the challenge for the Mini. Why not do the opposite end of the same extreme? We know the 6.1 is the most comfortable and best compromised overall for everything. Yeah, it is. Those camera lenses. No, those camera lenses are. There's no difference between the two camera lenses. Then I would go with the 6.1. But I've never used a phablet like that. Not since 7 Plus. And that was because I wanted the camera lens. So what is it like on an off-screen display? That is a genuine question of mine. Not for a day or for a week or for a couple hours. Like, let me run with it for a week. And let me be honest to myself about it and see how I feel about it. I know I'll adjust to it, but how does my new habits dictate how I change the new ecosystem? Because while I have the Mini, the iPad Mini, I'm turning this camera off. This iPad's going away, and I'm going to treat it.
Center stage.
Let's just
I'll
see,
be on
guys.
The other side. Yeah. Finally.
Let's just see what
I'll
it's
get to
like.
See what it looks like.
Yeah, it's
you should
it's
do
fun.
A stream with it.
Can I?
It's hilarious. Yep. Center stage works in third-party apps. It's like a setting that third parties can take advantage of. You just go into settings and leave center stage on, and that's all done natively through the camera app. It's not done by YouTube or anybody else. It treats it like a video feed.
I'll have to ask you how to do that in a bit, because I don't know.
It's very easy.
Okay.
It's very easy.
We'll follow up on that
offline.
Apple
makes it easy.
Nice.
What
Thanks,
Apple didn't make easy was I felt weird not ordering an Apple Watch today.
Yeah, like, that's kind of a jerk move.
That. Yeah, Apple. You could have had the money.
Poor Nick.
Even if just put estimated delivery 2 months, I'll put in the money. I'll put in the order.
Have you heard the new rumor,
Drew? Ready to deliver. I've heard it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't buy it personally.
I'm having a hard time swallowing that one, to be honest.
Spill it. I didn't hear it.
Okay. So basically, the rumor or story, I don't know, some people are taking it as fact, which I think is a little overbearing, but the rumor is that there was supposed to be a squared off Apple Watch, and they went into production with it and they ran into issues with production, so they opted for a more traditional Apple Watch design and switched to the larger display at the last second as a fail safe because there was a jump cut in the event at some point, so that means
no.
I don't think. Okay. Two ways to interpret it.
Okay.
Either you believe that, or
and you're dumb.
You don't believe that, and you think this was the plan all along. My point is, no matter which way you believe, you should not trust leaks anymore. Doesn't matter which way. If you believe Apple has the power to change the Apple Watch design that quickly at the last minute and totally like film all the parts of the event and incorporate it and make watch OS
and make millions of units. Faces,
well, yeah, they're just going to argue that production hasn't started yet, but still, I think all of this stuff is decided way further in advance than a month or two. And I don't think that they would fall back on a completely different design and yet try to mass produce the squared off watch. Like, if you got all that in order and you were ordering from suppliers and you were getting components ready and you were shipping them all to a place and then the yields came forward and it was like, oh, the yields aren't great. Okay, let's design something else completely different at the last second. We'll order those parts and we'll get the display like this and the thicker glass and the redesigned speaker grill and we'll design a custom watch face that takes advantage of the Pixel Slate. I'm like, okay, even if you believe that's possible and that Apple changed their mind at the last minute, then why the heck would you ever believe a leak ever again?
So,
if you think they can change things that fast, that's amazing.
I don't think I've given my honest two cents on this whole squared off leak hoopla and stuff like that. I do believe that variant exists and it's out there and people have seen it. That does not mean that was the final design that Apple went with. Like you said, Drew, I have a hard time believing since the beginning of September, Apple went back and changed their event and did all that in editing. Not necessarily because of a jump cut, but because
I don't think production yields would change the trajectory.
Never mind the event. I, like you said, this stuff has to be established so far in advance that, okay, Series 7 has the same chip as Series 6. Cool. Not the first time that's happened in the Apple Watch history. That happened with technically Series 0. Or before it was even that, and that what they used to do,
watch. I don't know why they need to come up with a new CPU
right.
every year.
What they used to do is not ship an Apple Watch every year. It was just that's like the iPad every other 18 months or something like that. Like that was their thing up until
watches every year. But
I mean, right? But they didn't do a new announcement. There was a big gap leading up to Series 2, or a big gap leading up to Series 3. I forget which one, but there was a gap. It was not annual at first. And that's fine because it's a watch. Mm-hmm. Since then, we knew what we all just no one has a source here at Talos of Tech Podcast, okay? But common sense dictates, which sometimes that's the answer, that, you know, diminishing returns happens with every iteration. We're seeing it with iPhones. We're seeing it with iPads. We're seeing it with Apple Watch. That's a good thing because the tech has matured. And Apple Watch is so far ahead. Yeah, you know what? We're not going to just have you sit on Series 6 again. We'll call it Series 7. We'll give it a new color and have this and new faces and stuff like that. But for all intents and purposes, the chip that's working now is working just fine. And someone like me who's in the market regardless is not going to be affected by it because I'm going to reap the benefits all the same. And that's what I said a couple days ago on the show. I don't lose in that outcome. And even more so because I get Randy Green. So woohoo! But
they're still selling a Series 3. I don't think they care about the CPU of the watches very much.
It's not like you're making FaceTime calls and you need battery management on that. And furthermore, we already knew there was going to be no real hardware specs change. No, well, not the oxygen, but what was this? Glucose monitoring? That was already established.
Ready.
That's not coming. So whether it was a square design or a round design, we knew we weren't going to get new functionality all the same. So, like you were saying, Drew, I have a hard time believing within the last less than 30 days, Apple said, no, we have to kill off this design. I do believe that design is out there and people saw it. I don't discredit that. I just don't think that was the choice they decided to go with at the end of it because this would have, like we just said the other day, this would have been the year to do it. I'm not waiting on I'm not buying a promise again. I'm not waiting. I need a watch now. And if for whatever reason that they're delayed right now, because the other part, Nick, is this the to what gives not validity to the rumor, but what people are saying is that why wouldn't they have a ship date already in mind for Apple Watch Series 7 if they didn't scrap it last minute?
I believe they had production issues. I don't doubt that.
There's production
Otherwise,
issues.
It would be available on time. But I don't think that just because there were production issues, that confirms there was a design that was scrapped at the last minute. I think it's like that display is unlike any other Apple Watch display they've ever had. It's different panels from different. I mean, it could be the same suppliers, but it's a high volume of displays that they didn't have access to before. It's a thicker glass crystal that's going in the watch now with a tinkered chassis to accommodate for that glass. And now they want the display to peel over a tad so you can see it from more angles. They've never done that before. So I believe that they went into mass production and experienced low yields and realized, oh, crap, this is going to take longer than we thought. I've never heard, like, in all my following of Tesla or Rivian or companies that go through advanced manufacturing, I've never heard of, like, we got the product to mass production and the yields were low, so we scrapped the entire product and came up with a brand new one that's totally different. Like, that I have a hard time buying. Again, I don't know because I'm not Apple, so it's impossible to say anyone knows for sure. Don't believe anyone that says they know for sure. All we can have is suspicion.
Yeah.
But the main takeaway for me is whether it happened or not, like, if you think Apple can make changes that quick, you shouldn't believe leaks that are pretty much any leak, really.
Yeah, because that means they could change it like that. That means they could just do
it. So why would we believe leaks that are 6 months out, 4 months out, a year out, if we believe that the design was final up until August, and then suddenly they took a completely different direction? Like, it could change at any time. So just a healthy amount of skepticism, I think, is due from all the Series 7.
That title sounds familiar.
A idea that was floated in my live stream this morning that I thought made a lot of sense is maybe, you know, they were trying both, like you said, that they've prototyped that type of watch because everything else was getting squared off. So they're like, let's try it with the watch. And it wouldn't shock me to find out Apple develops multiple styles internally. They try different watch bands. They try different screen sizes. I'm sure there's a 5.7 and 5.6 inch iPhone, and they test them between a bunch of different internal testers to see, how do you like this design? How do you like it? Is it comfortable? Do you enjoy this design? And it's possible that because the watch is a fashion piece, they made the actual Series 7 that we got, and they made the boxy Series 7, and they let a few people try them on, wear them, and tell us how you feel, which one feels better, which one looks better to you.
Yeah.
And maybe the actual Series 7 design got more votes. They got a better response because they're like, well, the display looks way bigger, it's way cooler, and it doesn't cut into my hand for whatever reason. I don't think that's a problem, but maybe it is. I haven't tried a squared off watch before. And they just saw better results because I've run several polls now of, like, what do people think of the new design? And it's mostly positive. Mm-hmm. Most people are like, yeah, it looks good. I like it. So,
yeah, the more I look at it, the more I'm, you know, not hating it. The more I look at the new design, the less I hate it. You know, it's not
good.
It's not really what I wanted.
That green leather.
Or what I thought I wanted. Yeah, the greens are definitely the winner of that. But for me, it's just not, it's not shipping for a while, so I don't feel like it's a necessary decision. Like, I think it's honestly going to come down to how much it is. Like, if they keep the price points the same, at like the same, you know, steel being about $900 for the 400, the 48 or whatever, the big one, however many millimeters it is now, 45 millimeters. I think that's going to be the big decision for me, and obviously how much I can flip my Series 4 for and maybe sell my iPad Pro or whatever, because, like, at the end of the day, these watch upgrades are very expensive because the resale value is not there, and so anything that I can do to make that less or whatever, the better that is. So,
and I assume that you don't buy they changed it at the last minute. You think the design was final?
No, sorry. That sounds like a desperate attempt by some desperate people to make it seem like they were legitimate until the last minute. when in fact,
it's still not an answer, though. It's basically an excuse.
It's an excuse. But I'm sorry, Apple has spent years in development on these products. Like, they don't just appear. You have to figure out a new design. Great. Anyone can do that with concept renderings in 3D modeling software. Anyone can do that. Then they have to design the tools to make that. And then they have to design the tools to make those tools, because guess what? They're not just making one or two of these tools. They're making assembly lines, plural, that all have to do this stuff. And if they can't get the yields up, then, you know, they're not going to be able to sell many units. So they got to make sure that they've done their math and their research and everything adds up. And that isn't done between August and November or December, to be generous, when they actually ship. This is a
I feel like
minimum
if
year long
mass
process.
Production.
Go ahead.
If you got to mass production, you're not toying with the idea of scrapping the whole thing.
Exactly. So that's exactly what happened with FaceTime in 2020. 2020 came around, and we're all expecting, you know, we're all locked down, and we're all expecting FaceTime upgrades, right, in iOS 14. And there were like almost no FaceTime upgrades in iOS 14 because the pipeline hadn't been started. They started the pipeline as the pandemic started, but they couldn't ship that in 3 months, you know, from the beginning
software.
Of the pandemic. And that was just software, exactly. And so hardware is so much more complex than that, at least a year of making this product happen. So I'm sorry, guys, that's not what happened. Ugh. Speaking of pipelines, though, I did just take your advice, and I just placed a Best Buy order. So now I have 3 iPhone 12 Pro Max, 128 gigabyte, or 256 gigabyte.
Pre-orders. I'm looking less crazy every minute.
I know. So I'm
one of you got 7 iPhones between the 3 of us.
Ouch. Wow.
We can open
that.
Our
that
own Apple
terrible.
Store, guys.
I think we'll start our own Telosu Apple Store. Authorized unauthorized reseller.
But that's our new channel.
On the side.
The sucky thing is, though, because Best Buy doesn't sell unlocked phones, I had to create a new AT&T line because the order through AT&T used the upgrade slot for the current phone number. So I'm basically starting a second phone service here with AT&T. And so I'm hoping I can sort it all out within a month and, you know, only have to pay for double 1 month. But, boy.
That's not worth it, is it?
It's better than driving 600 miles. I'm sorry.
I'm not
driving
even saying
600 miles.
I'm just saying.
No, the decision was between driving 600 miles or spending an afternoon on the phone with AT&T. As much as I hate talking with carriers, I'd much rather spend an afternoon on the phone with AT&T than drive all day. Because I don't have a Tesla.
I've heard the carrier locked phones are through the eSIM now.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is perfect because I can still have my visible SIM and it'll be super easy to move over my visible plan.
Yeah. You got an empty SIM tray for now until they start getting rid of that.
Oh, man.
Probably will. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. But I've been staring at my Series 6 very differently as of lately because I know that there's thinner bezels coming. And I said before, like, if you had asked me a week ago, I'm like, yeah, this looks modern. This looks cool. It looks fine, natural. The pretty thin bezels, pretty narrow. Now every time I look at them, I'm like, yeah, you're thick, ugly bezels, don't you? You're disgusting. This display could be way bigger. What were they thinking?
You're somebody's child.
I don't know how you got to that. All right, bingo.
Bingo.
Randy said something offensive.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, look. It's somehow with an Apple Watch. Yeah, look at you. You're thick and ugly. You're somebody's child.
Oh, God. I don't know what color to get, though.
Green.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's your
I'm
color.
I'm going steel.
I can't take.
I'm going steel.
I can't take. Yeah, I think I want to lean towards steel to match the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you want the phone to be green, too.
No, I got a graphite, which hopefully is not slightly green.
No, that's just dark green.
Maybe midnight green is really graphite.
Yeah, just maybe. Huh. I would trade in Sierra Blue, that ugly blue, for that. You know what my wife called Sierra Blue? She goes...
Baby blue?
She said, hey... That's underwear blue. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I get what she's saying.
What?
Because I have or had, I don't remember anymore, that color of underwear.
Me
she
too.
Goes, That's underwear blue. Oh, you're a man of Hanes or Fruit of the Loop, I see.
Fruit of the Loop.
Whatever. Fruit of the Loop.
That's my new favorite Watch Band name. Should make it's a Watch Band called cotton. Fruit of the Loop.
Fruit of the Loop.
And it's like multiple colors or something.
A man of class, I see.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So that's what color
that is. I don't know. At first it looked kind of cool, but I reminded myself at how faded the colors are whenever I see them in person. And I was like, that Sierra blue is going to be so light.
White.
And not vibrant. It's going to look so basic. And I feel like it is the most popular color, like during the live stream today by far. That was the most common. Everyone was getting Sierra blue. And I was like, I feel like that color won't age very well.
Yeah.
Like a few years, it's going to be like, remember that bright blue one they made? What was with that?
Next to that faded pink, they called product red. Yeah, that's
that one.
That's why I went with the most neutral color possible. It was
hoping
a toss up between silver and graphite for me, and Nick was getting silver, so I'm like, I'll get graphite.
It's my hope that it looks more like gold, because I liked last year's gold on the Pro. That looked nice.
Yeah,
it was a very
just looks too much like jewelry for me.
That's why I like it. I wanted to pretend I was a little Aunt Sweeney myself, you know?
The Aunt Sweeney family does own a jewelry store in Rome, so.
Not only that, you dress for the occasion, dress for the role you want to be, not the role that you have, and I want to have a black card and act like I'm Nick, so, you know.
What if I have the role I want to be?
Then.
Likewise.
Then die. You already won. You won, Drew.
Oh,
I don't know what to tell you. Make some room for the rest of us. God. Mr., your net worth is between 1 and 5 million.
Oh, yeah. How did they calculate that?
I don't know.
I want to know. Is it just a blank guess?
I mean, we can make this. I'm making somewhere between $1 and 5 million as well. So I'm in that price.
It gives a ballpark for everyone to shoot for.
Oh, that's
kind of what Social Blaze does if you look at the ad revenue of Social Blade estimates. It's always like this insanely wide number, and it's like, hey, they're correct. They're just not precise. That's it.
You're lying, Nick. You're
Makes
lying.
Sense.
What am I lying?
You're lying. You did not.
What? Hang what on. Did I say?
No, I heard you. I heard you. But I was too jet.
What
this
do you do? I'm
you.
Out of the loop on this.
Look at your text messages. I'm going to narrate for everybody. Oh, it's insecure. It's an insecure website. I don't trust it.
Apparently, we have a sponsor today.
No, do not.
This is an anti-sponsorship.
Oh, okay. Someone stole Nick's name.
I have some extended family in Rome that owns a pretty big jewelry store.
That
right
does not
Colosseum.
Know anything about security.
Do you guys want to place bets on when the next Apple event will be?
Yes.
And by place bets, I mean make predictions.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
We're going to leak this. This is an exclusive leak from Nick Aunt Sweeney.
Okay.
Everyone All start right. my Apple
Coming
track
Coming to you from AuntSweeney.com.
From AuntSweeney.com. I am going to say, just because Tim Apple doesn't like me personally, they're going to have the next Apple event on October 12th. Which is likely going to be the push week before an orbital test of a certain starship. And so,
interesting.
That's a really safe bet, Nick.
Thank you.
It's October a Tuesday.
20. Yep.
It's like halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
That's typical.
It's a month after.
So actually,
the
it's
event.
A leak. My sources are telling me. Yes. Yep.
All right. So
October 12th.
On your left, Cap.
Here's why it's not. Because October 11th is Columbus Day / Indigenous People Day. So it's going to be October 19th.
No.
You don't think they want a day to be too close to another
No, no,
day?
No. If you want to start going down that road, Randy, they used to have Apple events on September 12th, which is
I
closer
know,
to
that's
a
not,
much
September
more
September 11th
holiday.
Is not a federal holiday. Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, is a federal holiday.
Yeah, I would agree if Nick was suggesting October 11th, but
no,
I don't understand
that's not
what
how
the problem
do.
Is with having it.
That's not how they do. The only way that would work, Drew, for sure that would not fly if it was an in-person stage event. They want all those.
Which it isn't.
Which it isn't, so maybe, but I
You're
just.
You're like, this would definitely. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, God.
What?
Someone became a YouTube member as I was recording, and the overlay is still there. There's going to be an air power sound in the middle of this podcast. Benji, what the heck? Who was that? Oh, okay.
Wow.
Randy's probably right, but for the wrong reasons. That's why I'm going to disagree.
No, I'm right for the right reasons. They don't do... They don't
it
do...
It might not be October 12th, but your reasoning makes no sense.
They don't do it near federal holidays. That's just a thing.
Yeah, they do.
They do not.
They've done it the day after.
They totally
they did
do,
it on
Randy.
September 12th, like
That's
a
not
year
a federal holiday!
Yeah, but it's still a major...
Yeah, I'd say that people would be more touchy about Apple having an event close to September 11th than they would be about having
people
an event near indigenous people.
People in France do not give a dance.
What?
Yeah, they don't care about Columbus Day either.
I know, but what I'm saying is the workers at Apple, the United States, the U.S. citizens get their holidays.
The event's all done. The event's done probably
see,
like a week
okay,
before
so that,
it happens.
To which, if it does, that's where I'm like... I'm not 100%, but I would still bet on that because if
so
it
what,
was...
So what bet is your day? 19th?
100.
100?
October 100?
October 100.
Okay.
No, I mean like 100%. Like that's definitely going to
happen. 100% the 19th. All right. Yes. Well, I can't choose between mom and dad here, so I should pick my own.
No, pick me, Drew. Pick me. You already said it. You already said I'm the right one.
No, I think 12th is a reasonable...
No,
like last
don't
year,
lie.
All of the events were about a month.
Oh, yep,
between.
About a month apart, and that gives just enough time for most of the iPhone stuff. Like that gives plenty of time for all of the reviews to drop, all
right.
of the hype to die down from the iPhone.
And then on the 12th, they can say, you know, Apple Watch orders will be on the 15th.
Exactly. Yep. Alongside
and
the new Mac,
deliver
or
on
whatever.
The 22nd.
Yeah, yeah.
Gentlemen, here's let me make one more case to you. Here is why. I believe the 19th is the right day. Exactly 4 Tuesdays from there will be the Thanksgiving week. And I feel that based off
matters.
Of well, based off of how it's showing, pre-orders will go out that Friday, start shipping the Friday afterwards, and the Friday afterwards would be the 29th. That gives you 1, 2, 3, 4. That gives you a month go right before Thanksgiving. Traditionally is when we start going into full on holiday season with Christmas shopping, Black Friday, and all that in between. You get that buffer with your orders that start to roll out for Macs now. iPhones will already have their caught up with their shipments of being backlogged and delayed. And God willing, we get Apple Watch by then too. I kind of feel like everything needs to kind of cut closer to the Thanksgiving week because Black Friday is the kickoff and Cyber Monday. That weekend is the great holiday kickoff where Apple makes their most money for the rest of the year. So giving that buffer about a month
wouldn't
is...
You would miss that.
No, if anything,
would
that's
still
when...
be there.
But giving you 1 month leading into all of that... What's going on here? Just throwing me off.
I don't know, Randy.
I love it.
October 19th is 2 weeks before Election Day, so...
Yeah, you can't
who's,
be too close to that.
Who's,
I don't know.
Who's Election Day?
I don't know.
The local
yeah,
elections.
My calendar just says Election Day.
All the local elections. You can't be too close
I don't know,
to
Randy.
That.
That's 2 weeks before I have to cancel Apple News Plus.
That's never going to happen. I'm busy that week. It can't happen the following week. Like, I'm busy
that's
that week.
That's 16 days before Diwali.
Wait.
Yeah.
And 19. Listen, 19 is a prime number, right? Follow me. Follow me.
I love
me.
This.
It's a prime number.
So...
And what's more prime than getting you primed for an M1X chip? Which
wait,
M1X
when is Amazon Prime Day, though? We need to factor
exactly,
that in.
Exactly, Nick. Follow me, Nick. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh. I got to look that up. When is it?
I think
July.
It's in the spring, right?
It's in July.
Oh. You guys made me Google search for no reason.
I'm trying to number 23
no
you where I can tell you how everything's connected to 23. No, 19.
I think because you guys seem confident, I'm going to go with November.
Ooh.
November. It's going to be late.
Okay.
November 9th.
November 9th.
Or
that's also a very valid
16th.
One.
Because,
I haven't get your
Apple
bingo card out. Ready?
It will be a Tuesday, sometime between now and the end of the year.
Rag.
Take that to the bank.
Ooh.
Rag.
Apple likes to hold events when I'm trying to go on
vacation?
My anniversary vacation. So
that's
when
true.
We're planning
perfect.
One, so that's probably when it'll happen.
It'll be on the 9th. I love it.
Can I get Donald Trump for 300? Ding, 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 ding.
Rag.
It's not coming, Drew.
I'm going to be so mad what is when Randy's wrong. Right, but for the wrong reason.
See? Just say I agree with the 19th. Give me a hug, and let's call it a day.
I don't agree, so I know that that's most likely going to be it, because that's how the universe works for me.
Hey, not every day can be sunny for you. Some days it has to be on fire. So,
no, where I live, it's always on fire. So I'm
and
pretty,
that's not just because he's popular.
No.
Lord quite have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Randy,
family
we can't
friendly
make
boy.
Those jokes yet.
Why? I'm just, you know, I'm blowing a gut. It's funny. I'm laughing. What
a gut.
A gut? Yes, or I'm about to bust. I'm about to bust.
I'm going to bust something. It's going to be something on you.
So,
if you guys are confused by the tone of this podcast, keep in mind everybody got up earlier than usual or later than they expected.
And I am deathly sick.
Everyone's mindset. Randy's not feeling well. Don't be surprised.
You
if he
said
make it.
Everyone got up early or later, alluding to Nick sleeping passes a lot.
I am just starting to get over this. I'm like my confidence is resurging because I have a Best Buy pre-order now, and I have an AT&T pre-order. Both two pre-orders are saying day one, which is good.
Everyone
and then I do have the Apple standby
earlier.
Just in case.
Or
you've
later
got some redundancy set.
I think I need three more pre-orders though, just to make sure.
That's the Nick
Probably
and Sweeney
worth
way.
It.
That's the Nick
Get some
and Sweeney
1 terabyte
way.
Options.
All right.
Oh, final question. I forgot to ask.
Okay, and yes. Then I got
How
a question.
How many gigs do you think ProRes at 4K will use a minute?
Ooh.
I can tell you.
Oh, he knows.
You think it'll be the same as cameras
it'll,
on the iPhone?
It'll be whatever Final Cut typically is telling you on the HQ.
Okay. Someone right, on the chat today said 5 minute. Gigs a minute. And that sounds too big to me.
That sounds 4K?
Yeah. 4K 30.
And this is going to be audio video mastering, ProRes, HQ. We'll not do XQ. About 1.7 gigabytes for HQ. And if we do XQ, it'll be 3.78 gigs.
So I'll be able to record
gigs.
Like several hours worth then, even with my 256?
Likely. Oh, no, this is 1080. Hold on. I don't have a 4K clip.
Oh,
back.
Okay.
So multiply that by like
multiply
80. By 4?
Yeah, I was going to say 4, but I think it's like 5 point something. So 80 is a safe number somewhere in there.
So the person in the chat might be correct.
Yeah, I think probably about 5.5 gigs a minute.
Good job, person in
so
the chat.
Good
job.
A 10-minute video would be like 50 gigs?
Yep.
That sounds about right.
That sounds right, yeah.
What is the ship times of the 1 terabyte option? Let me check.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. They're like, next year. See you next year. And that's a win for the planet.
Yeah, that's a win for the planet.
While you're looking that up, I want to add on to the next event. Not only date, but now, what do we expect? I no longer believe AirPods will have a spot.
I know. We should have trusted our gut. We Apple should've. Never does AirPods nope. on stage. We should have stayed true to that. I don't know why I listened to anybody.
Because we were foolish and we trust
hungry?
Too easily. We trust too easily. That's what happened.
I was hungry and I was foolish.
So
exactly as SJ told
MacBook
me to be.
MacBook Pro, iMac, and I think it's an all Mac event.
MacBook. I believe that, but I don't think iMac. I think it'll be... Almost. Ooh, this is perfect. It's going to be in November.
Yep.
Like the M1 event.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to get 2 MacBooks and a Mac Mini.
Uh-oh.
And it'll be 43 minutes.
You know?
It'll.
What year are you entering?
It'll be just M1X in these new laptops and also a
it'll
desktop.
It'll be M1X in the
it.
Same laptops and desktops. They won't update
Except
the 16-inch.
We'll
you
the
don't, think they'll, you don't think they'll touch M2X. The Mac Pro?
Wait, what?
You don't think they're going to touch the Mac Pro this time?
I think that given how Apple only started this transition a year ago and basically did nothing for the past year, 24-inch iMac doesn't count because I don't like it. Therefore,
that's not how that works.
They're going to take – I think it's going to take them till the end of 2022. Like, they're not going to be done
really?
With this transition until the – like, Apple Silicon is going to need some time to ramp up performance to be that high. And we're just going to get two MacBooks and a Mac Mini, just like last year, and we won't get the iMac until maybe dub or something like that.
I agree with the transition of end of 2022, but I just disagree on, I think we'll see the bigger iMac or iMac Pro.
I hope you're right.
I think something on the higher end iMac is almost a must because we're done with M1 and that 27-inch iMac has not been touched, and it should.
That's true. It's been over a year now, right?
Yeah. It needs
since
to be
they got the frosted glass iMac thing.
Yeah. So I feel like that just because we're done with M1 and the 27-inch or new variant, whatever it's going to be, 28, 20, whatever, 32, whatever, it's going to have now the latest, greatest, which will always stand out from the first M1 iMac. And I feel like that's just what it would be. So MacBook Pro, Mac Mini, iMac, and we're going to talk about...
It's going to be poetry.
It is.
The 27-inch iMac will drop 1 year after the 24-inch iMac. So it's like we get our two MacBooks and our Mac Mini, a few months go by, same chip on a redesign all-in-one, just like
with even bigger white bezels.
I want to get this dream over with. There's still a glimmer of hope that I'm trying to kill that they're going to do the dream iMac I want, and I want to get over that dream. So I want it to come out so I can know for sure that it sucks.
Your Apple Watch dream was shot down. Nothing you love is going to come true from Apple this year.
But I love the 7.
Oh. Then
it exceeded expectations. They shot down my dream and replaced it with a beautiful reality. And
that's beautiful, Drew.
They got rid of all of the white bezels on the iPad line in one swift stroke. So I have a feeling they know the white bezels are not. They could have kept that. It's the same 10.2-inch non-laminated display. They had no reason to get rid of the white bezels, and yet they did.
They're
so
listening.
I think that was
to you.
I think that was intentional. They were like, we didn't know this was going to tick off so many people, so let's move away from white bezels. I think that might happen.
For your case, Drew, I hope you're right. I'd be happy for you. I'm so indifferent
and for
about
your
the
sake.
I have altered. I don't know why I'm about to do Darth Vader. That's not it. I'm so indifferent about the bezels. I don't, you know, whatever. So because it bothers you more than it doesn't bother me, I hope you get what you want so you can stop crying about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all we want for Christmas, Apple. And
two front teeth.
And what?
And two front teeth. You said that's what all we want for Christmas. And I said, come on. It's a joke. Laugh at my joke, Randy. Like, I laugh at yours out of respect.
Nick said it so straight, and Randy was just like, what?
Randy, I laugh at your jokes all the time, even though they're never funny. God.
We're doing this again?
Yeah.
You think you're so funny with your little nuances? okay. Stop it. We're done.
I think we need to stop the show before we hate each other anymore.
It's impossible.
I love you both.
I love you too,
Drew.
Hate you, Randy.
I'll see you next week with iPhones.
Yes.
Maybe.
Take care.
Live
Maybe.
Stream yes. and stuff.
Bye-bye.
Bye.